Some very shocking news just came down, and I honestly don't know if I believe it.
Whoa!
But apparently, a new survey just found that people still actually listen to radio?
Duh, bro.
That's why they can pay us, Jeffrey.
Don't act so shocked.
I don't know about that.
Bro, no, we are everywhere.
Not only that,
our text board is full of listeners who are so lovely.
This study says radio remains the number one way that people listen to music.
Yes.
It is true.
Okay, now you lost me, too.
They say they listen to music
more than streaming services, more than CDs or vinyl. Radio is the way that people consume music.
Wow. Do you know why?
Why?
Because it's convenient. And it's free.
Yeah, that's true.
And you know what? People still complain about it.
Well, they actually broke it down. 54% of adults say they've listened to a song on their car radio in the past 6 months.
Yeah, I've listened to many songs.
Coincidentally, out of the 54%, 53.9% said they didn't listen to our show.
Oh, boo.
It's weird that they went out of their way to tell the researchers that, because that wasn't in the survey. It's like, I listen to the radio, but not to Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. Not now, not ever.
It's very specific when it was a national, international survey.
Absolutely. But you know what? So for the 0.1% of people that are holding strong, sticking with us, we just want to say from the bottom of our hearts, thank you. Oh,
what?
They tuned away.
Aww.
I was going to say thanks all of our moms and dads.
Yeah, no, they just went to Amazon.
My mom texted me. She said she's really liking this segment. So
that's good.
This is, I guess we're just going to keep this going for Brooke's mom. We're going to move on to the shock collar question of the day. We got a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out. So who gets asked the trivia question? If you answer wrong, you're going to be punished.
Uh-oh. Whoa. Put the bucket down.
That's so scary.
Why put it down.
Stop yelling.
Jake's angry.
Why do we even try anymore?
Why?
When will you learn, Alexis?
Yeah. Why was that all on Alexis?
Wow.
Scary eye contact.
Alexis, how could you?
Dave Galileo once said, teamwork makes the dream work. And he's a much smarter guy than me, so today we're going to follow his advice and try another one-and-done shot caller question.
Okay.
Okay.
These are so intense.
Dave Galileo.
Yesterday, I gave you each a country and optional surnames that were popular in that area. Mm-hmm. You were supposed to tell me which one was the most common, and Brooke and Jose got it wrong, and accordingly, they were shocked. How will you do today with four different countries? Let's find out.
Oh, no.
This was kind of fun.
Alexis, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Your country is Iceland.
Ooh.
Which of these is the most common last name in the land of fire and ice? Is it Magnuson, Christensen, or Jonsson?
Oh, wow.
Man, I would go with the one that's hardest to pronounce.
Jonsson?
Have you ever tried to pronounce a city name in Iceland?
Yeah. No, I haven't.
Real
but
hard
that's
time
good
with
to know.
It.
It's like 18 consonants and one vowel.
Really?
It's like it's like
so Jonsson's pretty up there then. That one's pretty hard to say.
I'm feeling
Jonsson,
that one.
Christensen. I could see that because it's like kind of basic, you know?
And
the basic Iceland name.
A lot of white people in Iceland, I guess.
I can tell you, I'm friends with one girl in Iceland on Facebook, and her name, and she taught me how to say it, is Serianne.
See, I told you.
Okay,
that's her first name.
Well, that's not one of the options. That's literally not helpful
at all.
Shout out to
Serianne,
if you're listening.
Magnuson, that's too easy. That sounds like a horse name. I don't think it's that one. I'm going to go with Jonsson.
I like it.
You went with Jonsson, and on my list of most popular last names of Iceland, Jonsson is number one.
Yay!
Wow. All right.
Christensen is number two, and Magnuson, the horse name you said, was number seven.
I knew it. I just
insulted a lot of people in Iceland.
All right. Alexis is safe.
Brooke, your country is Japan.
Okay.
In the land of the rising sun is the most popular last name Sato, Suzuki, or Takahashi.
You know, my husband took Japanese for 4 years.
Yeah.
And I asked him, I'm like, oh, that's so cool when we were dating. I'm like, oh, you really want to go to Japan? He's like, no. Like, why did you why did you spend 4 years studying Japanese then?
Japan would be awesome.
He goes, oh, because we had this Japanese student who taught me how to fart with my hands.
Oh, no.
I'm like, well, you know, inspiration comes from everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm leaning towards Takahashi.
I was going to tell you, I had a teammate who was like from Japan, and that was his last name.
Yeah, I'm going Takahashi.
Over Suzuki.
Brooke went Takahashi. And of the three names I gave, that is the third most popular.
Oh, no.
The correct answer was Sato. Almost 2 million people have that surname.
Wow, I would have said
interesting.
Yeah.
Jose,
Oh, Jake.
You were asking for El Salvador yesterday, so today, your country is the Philippines.
Oh my God.
El Salvador of Asia.
Is the most common last name in the Philippines Reyes, Francisco, or De La Cruz?
Ooh. Oh, De La Cruz popped out to me for some reason.
Really? I was going with the first one.
I'm going to eliminate Francisco. I don't really know anyone other than Pablo Francisco, the comedian.
They all sound like Spanish names.
They do. They share a lot of Spanish names.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
Damn imperialism.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I think I'm going to go with Reyes.
Good choice.
Ooh. Jose went with Reyes. And with 625,000 people having the last name De La Cruz,
that popped out to me, is the most
popular last name in the Philippines.
That's a sweet last name.
It is. I wish my last name was Jose De La Cruz.
It's sexy.
Way sexier than Bolaño.
So far, Brooke and Jose again are going to get shocked.
You guys are good.
Same as yesterday, Jeffrey. Before I give you your country, Jose is not allowed to help on this one.
Oh no!
El Salvador.
Because your country is El Salvador.
No! Aldea Bolaños is a town.
Okay.
I promise you, my ancestors did it. What a lot of inbreeding, though.
Is the most common last name in El Salvador Lopez, Martinez, or Hernandez?
Bolaños.
Oh, Hernandez.
Lopez, Martinez, or Hernandez?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that's
Hernandez was the answer for Mexico. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We learned that yesterday.
Yeah,
but
Mexicans
also migrate south into Central America, too.
Not allowed to help.
No. Okay.
I'm sorry. I already forgot.
Stop talking.
Last time, I just went off of whatever Alexis said. So, Alexis, what do you think? Lopez, Martinez, or Hernandez?
You know, I think Martinez.
Oh,
really?
My God. Right,
I thought you were going to say Lopez because it's like the one celebrity, Mario Lopez.
See, that's the thing. I'm just going to, that's too obvious.
Martinez. Yeah.
It's too basic.
It's weird. Alexis has like strange logic when it comes to people's last name, so I'm going to follow her lead.
Yay, oh my gosh. Thanks, Jeff. I hope we're right.
I'm going to go with Martinez.
You went with Martinez. And according to my numbers, the most popular last name in El Salvador is Hernandez.
No!
Sorry, Mexico from yesterday, it leads the way with 1,250,000 people.
Wow. Oh,
so Jeffrey, Jose, and Brooke are all getting shocked today. Alexis and her horse logic is
safe.
That's
right, losers.
I think she did you in on purpose.
Right? Is everybody in South America named the same thing because there was just one guy?
There's just one guy from Spain.
Yeah, he was just such a Casanova.
Like Jose Hernandez. Yeah. He just owned everybody.
All right, so we didn't get it right. Alexis is the only one that's safe. Woo-hoo. So Brooke, Jose, and I are going to be shocked while singing Meet Me at Our Spot by The Anxiety and Willow Smith.
Oh, I love this song now. I'll lead. I'm all into it.
Okay.
All right. We caught a vibe.
Oh, no.
Baby, are you coming for the ride?
Okay, Jeff, I didn't hear enough from you there.
Okay.
He's like, fine. Look into my eyes.
I'll get into scream singing soon, but that was your shot caller question of the day. Phone tab's coming up in just a few minutes.